me, face me entirely. Tell me what's wrong here. Is it the bridge of my nose or the backs of my skin? Is it the pull of my hips that you couldn't let in? Is it the bridge between worlds that makes
thank you. Hello, hello, hello. I hope you guys can hear me all right. So, my name is KK Slider, or Kayla for short. I'm here today on my very first radio show, trying to figure out which headphones are the functional ones today. There have been some technical difficulties in the studio, it seems, so I have jumped in on my first radio show amidst a whole bunch of chaos, which is super fun, I think. I'm definitely going to learn a lot today. I'm really excited to be here with you guys today. Usually this time slot is taken by someone else who was away for the long weekend and couldn't make it in today, so I decided to go ahead and pick up. And that first song was a request by the person whose shift I picked up, so that was Alberto Balsam by Dungeon. It is a cover of another song that I've never heard before, but I thought it would be fun to open up with that song. You guys are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and next up I have a Ben Howard song for you. Ben Howard is an artist that I've been following for quite a while, and he put out an album in 2021 that I think is his magnum opus. This song is Metaphysical Cantations, and I'll be back after with some more commentary for you guys.
Come and visit.
That was Metaphysical Cantations by Ben Howard. I'm now realizing as I put this playlist together that I have seen most of these artists except for, I think, one or two in concert. Or the ones that are on this playlist that I haven't seen in concert, I am planning to see in concert at some point, which is really exciting. I go to a lot of live music shows and I love being at concerts, and I actually have a concert playlist lined up for a future show where I'm going to be playing music only by artists that I have seen in concert. So that's super exciting. Today I thought that I would just give you guys an introduction into my taste in music. I listen to a lot of music. I listen to music very often, and I thought that I would just sort of jump on here, give you guys an idea of the kind of stuff that I like to listen to. So next up is a song by my most favorite band in the world, Illiterate Light. I actually saw them when they opened up for Shaky Graves, who was another artist I listened to very frequently. They are kind of in the alt rock scene. I am a huge fan. They are a duo, and I have both of their albums on vinyl and signed by at least half of the members. So this is a band that really means a lot to me, a great deal to me, and this song, funny enough, was a song that they played when I saw them in concert in, I want to say, January of 2020, I think, just before COVID hit. I'm not 100% sure if that date is correct, but I saw them one winter in Boston at a venue called the Great Scott, which is now closed, but when I saw them at that venue, they played this song, which is my favorite song off of this album, and recorded it. And a live version, a live recording of this song at the concert that I saw them at, is actually available on Spotify and on YouTube and probably other places too, but those are the places where I listen to music the most. So yeah, fun fact, there is a version of my favorite song from my favorite band's album where I can hear myself singing the song, which I think is really fun and really cool. So this song is Sometimes Love Takes So Long by Illiterate Light, and I hope you guys like it.
Used to be red.
right. That was Sometimes Love Takes So Long by Illiterate Light, followed by This Is Why by Paramore off of their 2023 album, This Is Why. I am obsessed with that album. I actually cannot stop listening to it. It is on loop all day, every day. It's been on loop since it came out. That is another record that I own on vinyl. I actually got the deluxe pre-order edition, which is on a dark green vinyl. It's beautiful. It spins beautifully, and I'm obsessed with the album. Okay, next up we have a pop artist, which among our sort of thread of alt rock songs is a little bit of a shock. This is Ariana Grande. I'm a big fan of Ariana Grande. I love her. I think she's amazing. She always puts out bangers, and this song is off of her latest album, Positions. I say latest, but it came out a couple years ago now. Positions is, in my opinion, a quintessential pop album. I think she killed this one, and so the song that I chose off of this album to play for you guys today is My Hair. And then after My Hair by Ariana Grande, I will be back with a PSA.
That you can't be scared to try. I want you to touch it softly, like the way you do my mind. It got body and it's smooth to touch, the same way as my skin. But don't you be scared to run your hands through my.
That was My Hair by Ariana Grande off of her album Positions. And as promised, I am back with a PSA. So I put out a vote about which PSA I should do. It was between a PSA about dried fruit and another one about ladder safety. And I texted my friends and just asked which PSA I should do, and the dried fruit PSA won. So this is a bit of a lengthy one, but I'm super excited about this one. I think it's hilarious. So this is a PSA about dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all of the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I love that one. I think that is so fun, and there are so many fruits in that PSA that you can go and eat for a healthy snack. Okay, thanks for listening to the PSA. Next up, we have a song by Lizzie McAlpine. This is Erase Me off of her album 5 Seconds Flat, featuring Jacob Collier.
Why am I away? Nails on the floor and soot on my tongue. I don't know his name, but I still taste the rum. Nothing there but skin. Skeletons crawl on the ceiling. They know that him and his aftershave hit like a drug. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear you scream. And you're fading, but he feels like you in between. I've said too much, in and out of one and us. Now you're fading, and I wonder who will erase me. Who will erase me? Race you to the end. My innocence waits like it desperately knows that I'll crash if I don't let you go. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear you scream. And you're fading, but it feels like you in between. I've said too much. To hear you scream, and you're fading, but he feels like you in between. I've said too much, in and out of one and us. Now you're fading, and I wonder who will erase. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear. In and out of one and us. Now you're fading, and I wonder who will erase me. Oh, who will erase me?
All right, that was Erase Me by Lizzie McAlpine featuring Jacob Collier. I love that song. I love that album. I think Jacob Collier and Lizzie McAlpine are a match made in heaven, and that is one of my favorite songs. So up next, I have Back Pocket by Wolfpack, who are a funk group, and I'm very obsessed with them. I love their music. But firstly, I want to tell you guys something about my radio show. So for those of you who don't know, my radio show is called New Horizons. This is my very first show, and not during a slot that I will probably be occupying very frequently because, as I said at the very beginning, I am subbing for someone else. But yeah, my show is called New Horizons. My DJ name is KK Slider. If you're a fan of Animal Crossing, those terms probably sound very familiar to you. And I have to admit, this is not an original idea. When I was signing up to train for WMFO, I was talking to my friends, Tokyo, if you're listening, shout out to Tokyo. And I was like, hey guys, I need a DJ name. What are you thinking? And Tokyo said, you should go by KK Slider, because my first name is Kayla, which starts with a K, so KK Slider is just kind of like a fun extension of my name. And then from there, I came up with New Horizons, which is the name of the latest Animal Crossing game on the Nintendo Switch. And I figured, you know, I'm going to be out here sharing my music with people. Maybe some of these songs nobody has ever, you know, people who are tuning in have, this might be the first time that they're hearing the song. So I am effectively broadening some horizons. And I figure New Horizons is kind of a great name for a radio show. So thank you to Tokyo for inspiring myself, KK Slider, to create New Horizons. So like I said, next up is Back Pocket by Wolfpack, a very groovy song. Wolfpack has a ton of groovy music in their repertoire, but Back Pocket is one of their most popular and I think one of their grooviest tunes, and I'm super excited for you guys to hear this today. And I'm just gonna let this song play out. Maybe I'll come back with some more commentary. Maybe I won't. I'm trying to get through this playlist. It's already 12:33 and I have, like 7 songs left. So we'll see if I can make it through my playlist. But, yeah, this is Back Pocket by Wolfpack.
Put it in my pocket, put it in my pocket. soul. Oh, you held my soul. You used to have control. Oh, you love me so.
Daydream, and you think you really know someone, and you're blinded by the sun. maybe I was lying. Hit me all of a sudden, shorty, you saw it coming. I was summer, you were fall, maybe I was lying. Lost in a daydream.
So that was a couple of songs in a row without me interrupting. Just before I left, I said that I was going to be playing Back Pocket by Wolfpack. And then after that was Halfway by Flip Turn, Did I Make You Up by Half Alive, and 26 by Carol Addis. Let's see. Halfway by Flip Turn is one of my favorite songs that I heard last year. I saw Flip Turn in concert in, I don't know, October, November? I think it was November. I don't know the date for sure, but Flip Turn was incredible. One of my favorite concerts that I've ever been to. They are fabulous performers and amazing musicians. So if you guys don't already listen to Flip Turn, you definitely should. I'm obsessed with them. I'm also seeing Half Alive in concert this year in April for their Conditions of a Punk tour. Their Conditions of a Punk album just came out, I want to say in January or February. That's this month. Now it's February. This album is really fun. They've got a couple of fun features on Conditions of a Punk, and Did I Make You Up, I believe, was released as a single, and it kind of blew up on TikTok because Half Alive themselves were kind of going off with their marketing. So next up, I have a song by an artist who I saw open for the Front Bottoms. Her name is Sydney Sprague. I love her. And the only other person that I have spoken to recently that knows Sydney Sprague is my friend Emily. So Emily, this song goes out to you. This is I Refuse to Die by Sydney Sprague. I Refuse to Die by Sydney Sprague. I love that song. I think it is a great kind of like angry sad song. It is super fun to sort of listen to artists that have opened for other artists that you've seen. I think seeing an opener in concert is always fun because you don't really know what to expect. I have often gone to a show where one of my favorite artists is playing and I leave that show with a brand new favorite because of their opener. And Sydney Sprague is one of those artists that opened for a band that I really like that I ended up loving. I've only got a couple more for you guys today. My show ends at 1, so it's currently 12:51 and 35 seconds. So I've got, I think, 3 more, maybe 4 if I end up, if my playlist ends up being a little bit too short. But next up, I have Volcano by Damien Rice. I grew up with Damien Rice. I love Damien Rice. A super great, like, kind of alt rock, indie rock, folk kind of dude. He's Irish, which, you know, is great. I love those Irish folk. And this is Volcano off of his album O. This is an album that I recommend to almost everyone that I have ever spoken to. This was one of the first CDs, the first records that I ever gave out as a gift to someone. And I just really love this album. I love this artist. I love this song. And I hope you guys too. I hope you guys like it too. This is, once again, Volcano by Damien Rice.
yourself like that. You hurt your knees. Well, I kissed your mouth and back, but that's all I need. Don't build your world around volcanoes, melt you down. What I am to you is not real. What I am to you, you do not need. What I am to you is not what you mean to me. To give me miles and miles of mountains, and I ask for.
Thank you. cause I got nothing to say.
Feels like it's coming.
It's like a coming of age.
Feels like it's coming. Feels like a coming of age.
And when my fear pulls me out to sea, and the stars are hidden by my pride and my enemies, I seem to hurt the people that I care the most. Just like an animal, I protect my pride.
Get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. I said it.